Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are your thoughts? What may be happening as far as why this is happening and what may be happening with Buffalo News in the future?
I think the answer is very simple, Tom. It's just that it's not a priority. The print copy of the paper is not a priority anymore. My opinion is that Lee would like to move entirely to a digital platform. And I think the only way reason they don't do that is because a lot of their hardcore audience prefers the hard copy of the paper. And we've seen many times now, I read on Facebook and all the social media platforms that people didn't get their paper or it's delayed or whatnot. And again, that's also not surprising because the paper's printed down in the Cleveland area now. So I think they would like to move there. I just think what they got to do, obviously, they got to convince their older audience to go completely online. And that might be a harder sell. But one thing for sure, we know that newspaper readership is down. Since I've been teaching journalism at SUNY Fredonia, every semester I ask my students in my journalism classes, do you read a paper? And every time I ask that question, the numbers go down and down and down. In fact, one of my classes the other day, nobody in there reads a paper. So that's the thing. The current generation generally does not read papers.
And the issue that we had, the Buffalo News has had for the past week and, in fact, a couple of days this week, the paper did not get through because of the technical issues. In your mind, is Lee fixing the issue to get the print copies out a priority?
I don't think so. I think it's just not a priority at all. So they'll do whatever they can to some extent, but I just think they just want it to go ultimately digital.
How many other newspaper organizations, companies that own sets of newspapers, likely enterprises, are looking at going digital and doing away with the paper hard copy?
Well, I think ultimately that's what they all would like to do. But, you know, the big difference between the Buffalo News and some of the other major players, such as the New York Times, the Washington Post and whatnot, they have digital sites that do very, very well. I obviously don't know the figures for how much they make on their digital platform. But I know unless you have a reputation like, as I said, some of the major players, people generally don't want to pay for websites because the attitude is I can get it for free just about anywhere. So that's the dichotomy there. You know, on the one hand, they print here in Buffalo the paper to satisfy the older readers, but on the other hand, they ultimately would like to be there. Will people pay for that? That's a very good question.
What disadvantages do you see with digital as opposed to the paper newspaper?
Well, obviously, the most simple one is they can reach a bigger audience. You know, the paper, the hard copy of the paper, you've got to distribute it, you've got to get out there. With the digital, you could, in theory, go worldwide. And when I've lived and taught overseas, I've looked at many papers in different countries, and obviously I don't have a copy of the hard copy. And, of course, it's more from a financial point of view, it's much easier to do. The only thing that's been a problem for newspapers over the years is that, in general, the revenues from the online has not been as good as the hard copy, but little by little that is changing. But having said that, there are so many websites competing for people's eyeballs, I just don't know if they can contain the model of getting the people to pay for it, ultimately.
What's your preference, a digital copy or a hard copy of a newspaper?
Frankly, I like to look at a hard copy sometimes, and that's also the same way with my textbook. Sometimes I just get sick of being on the computer all the time, so sometimes when I have instructor's manuals, and I will print it out just for that sake so I can sit in my chair, you know. But frankly, as a practical matter, it is easy for me to read online because I'm roaming around with classes and whatnot, you know, and sometimes I just don't have a chance to go over to the store or whatnot.